It is my great honor and pleasure to be with all of you this afternoon. My special gratitude to Kumar for inviting me, for the Young Indians Association, Bombay Stock Exchange, and to each and every one of you for being here. I was asked to speak on the subject, steadiness amidst volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous times. Whatever I was going to say has been very much changed by hearing Mrs. Jindal's story. There are so many uncertainties in this world, so many situations that we can control, and many, many more situations that are beyond our control. The Bhagavad Gita tells Matra Sparshas Tukonteya Sitos Na Sukadukada Agama Payuno Nityas Thams Tutiksha Svabharata. That the world we live, there are so many things we can't hold on to. Happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, health, disease, heat, cold. They change like the changing of the winter and summer seasons. A great person is one who can tolerate all these changes and maintain their purpose, steadiness of purpose. And the deeper our purpose, the more fulfilling and meaningful our lives are, and the greater quality we could give to other people's lives, our family, and the world around us. Like a ship, if a ship is in the middle of an ocean, sometimes it's very sunny, nice weather, and other times there's massive storms and lightning and waves pushing the boat like a little matchstick from one side of the waves to the other. That's the way life is. If a boat has a compass, even if the winds are blowing north, south, east, or west, the boat knows where it wants to go and how to get there. So many people today, they don't really have a spiritual compass in their life. And therefore, they're just blown away by the different changes that come. If a building has a strong foundation, whatever way the storms may blow it, it will stand firm. Today we're in the Bombay Stock Exchange. It's a very famous building. Incredible dome, amazing history. It's quite comfortable too. But how many of us notice the foundation? Foundation cannot be seen, but it's holding up the entire building. So what is the foundation of our life? Integrity is when our sacred ideals are maintained, even when there's temptation. Temptation wherein if we give up our ideals, we could get so much more. And fears. fears. If we don't give up our ideals, we will lose so much. Those will happen for everyone. But if we have a deep purpose in our life, we will maintain our integrity of our sacred ideals under any circumstance. And that is actually what makes a person great. My guru, Srila Prabhupada, used to say that a person's greatness can be estimated by how they tolerate provoking situations. But that's not really possible unless we have something within ourselves that gives us strength. Like the foundation of this building, we can become very powerful, very wealthy, very famous, and be totally miserable if we don't have a sense of inner purpose, inner peace, and inner fulfillment. Devashayatma kabodhir eke hakuru nandana bahushaka hirantascha bhudhayo vyavashayanam. Determination. Determination to do the right thing. What I was hearing from Mrs. Jindal, she went through a serious physical tragedy when she was just at the time of her life when you want to go into the world and do something wonderful. And for many, she ended up what would be considered a hopeless situation. But she had a purpose. She had an ideal. And she had determination. Not to just feel sorry for the situation, but to be and do the best she could be. And that's why you were all clapping so loudly for her today, so many years later. This really is the story of life. There's a proverb that you can tell how rich you are by counting the things you have that money cannot buy. Because happiness, fulfillment, and actually making a truly positive difference in this world does not come by how much we acquire in physical things, by how famous we become, but by the quality of our intent. What is it that brings happiness to the heart? Things can give some sense of happiness to the senses, the body, and the mind, but things can never, have ever, and never will give fulfillment to the heart. And a fulfilling life is a state of heart. You can give a little child so many toys and so much nice dress, but if you don't give that child love, she looks pretty, but lives in misery. Anandamaya Upanishad, the Brahma Sutra tells that every living being is inherently seeking to love and to be loved. And what is the origin of that reality? It's the true self, the soul's natural love for God. It's the soul's greatest joy to be an instrument of that love in whatever we do, whoever we are with. When I was 19 years old, about the same age as Mrs. Jindal when she had that tragic accident, I was lost in my life. Because I was born and raised near Chicago, and I saw so many beautiful, smooth roads and nice cars and big houses. And my father struggled through bankruptcies and everything, but I knew so many people who are very, very wealthy. But I saw such shallowness, such emptiness. What is real wealth? I was looking for that wealth that can give me an inner purpose, an inner fulfillment, that could connect me with a love that I could make a difference in the world. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." The world's always changing. We shouldn't be so worried about the changes in the world, because many of them we don't have power over. But one thing we do have power over, to be the change that we want to see in the world. And when we have that purpose, when that's our foundation in life, then we build upon it and life becomes something very meaningful for ourselves and for everyone around us. I was looking for that. I got into political and social activism, because in the 1960s in America, there was a lot of turmoil. My parents came out of the Depression. Their generation worked so hard for money, worked so hard for comforts, because they didn't have it. And then the children they were working for rejected it all. It was called a counterculture, because they just saw it was all so artificial and superficial. Where's the heart? Where's the soul? It's not just how you dress that makes you great. It's not just what shape your body is. There's something deeper in life. There was a Vietnam War. There was a civil rights movement. Here I was, pledging allegiance to the flag when I'm a child. And that pledge of allegiance concludes with one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. But the African American people I were working with, they did not have freedom in those days in the 1960s. So I was in the civil rights movement and I was in the counterculture because I wanted to make a difference, something meaningful. But then I understood I have to change myself. So I began to look for something spiritual, but that brought about another problem. I saw so much hate in the name of a loving God. I saw so much apparent contradiction and hypocrisy in so many people in the name of religion. So I traveled, studying, seeking the essence of true spirituality, which must be at the heart of all good religions. A meaningful purpose, a wealth that I could share with the world. And I had no money. I hitchhiked from London to India. It took 6 months. Next week, I'm taking a flight from India to London, and it takes about 8 hours. Same exact distance. But those 8 hours are not near as enlightening and educational as hitchhiking without money. And when I arrived in India, This was in 1970. I saw something so beautiful. Although there was poverty that I could never have imagined when I grew up in America, and there were so many problems in those days in India, but I saw something beautiful, the Dharma, something that at its heart is inclusive, that is truly aimed at the Dharma, the integrity, the enlightenment of the soul. I heard a story, my guru, he came from India in 1965, and in about 69 he was in London. And somebody challenged him, "Why have you come, Swamiji? We have our own religion." Srila Prabhupada replied, "You British, you ruled over India for about 200 years. And you took so much of our wealth to London. But our real wealth you forgot to take. Our culture. Our inclusive, spiritual, social culture. He said, "I have come to England to give you for free what you forgot to take from us." I found that. And in today's world, I see now India has come up where it's so influential everywhere I go. Doctors, scientists, engineers, people in business and commerce. Our leading international companies, hospitals throughout the world. Yes, the young people of India have an incredible opportunity to really change the world. I see it as one of the greatest hopes for the planet today. If the young people of India just appreciate the heritage, not all the mixed up, superstitious, prejudiced things that come about anywhere in this world, but the real heart of the heritage of what India is, the family values, the inclusiveness, the profound philosophy of who we are and the great purpose of life. If we have this foundation, then when we build upon it, whether we build a little straw hut or whether we build the Bombay Stock Exchange or an incredible skyscraper or palace, it will be sustained. One person, however much or little they may have, if they live with this integrity, if they live with this compassion, can make a significant difference in the life of thousands. It is said, if you lose your wealth, you lose nothing. If you lose your health, you lose something. If you lose your character, you lose everything. In the great tradition of India, there's three principles that help us to develop that foundation. Satsang, sadhana, sadachar. Satsang is to associate with people who bring the good in us, out of us, who inspire us with real positive spiritual energy, who inspire us to actually live in a spirit of giving. I know people here in Mumbai who are very, very successful, some of the most successful people here. But their whole motive is the more I get, the more I could give. The principle is very simple. Earn with integrity, spend with compassion. If we have compassion, if we find that within our hearts, and it is there within everyone, then we'll have greater enthusiasm, greater strength and determination to be successful so that we can make a positive difference in people's lives. Satsang is to seek out the company of people who empower us with that faith. Sadhana means to put some time a day to go inward and develop that inner foundation. A spiritual practice, prayer, meditation, chanting mantras, and sadachar. When we have that company that inspires us to live with integrity, to live with compassion, and then when we have a spiritual practice to actually make that inner connection, then we live with character. And I'll end with a little story. Some years ago, I was walking through a forest in Northern California. And I was going there with a friend for the purpose of just getting away from everybody and being with nature. And I saw a sizable group of tourists that came from another country. And there was a park ranger who was telling something to them. And I said to my friend, let's get away from them and go into the forest where there's no one around. But then I heard the forest ranger said, I am going to tell you the underground secret of the Redwood Forest. And even old swamis like underground secrets. So I said, let's listen. And he told, these redwood trees are the tallest trees on earth. And some of them are 2,000-3,000 years old. The tallest trees, the largest trees, the sequoia. He said, here in Northern California, it's hilly land with loose soil. Over the thousands of years that some of these trees have been growing, there have been massive snowstorms, windstorms, rainstorms, forest fires, lightning striking them. How do they keep growing? And he told the underground secret. The roots of the redwood trees, underground, they reach out to connect to the roots of other redwood trees. And as soon as they touch each other, they wrap around each other to make a permanent bond. The littlest, tiniest redwood that's growing has the support of the huge giant trees at the roots to support it. And all the big giant trees have the support of every other tree. Every tree in the forest is directly or indirectly supporting each other. Unity is strength, but that unity has to come from our hearts, from our roots. Thank you very much.